From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Jamie Deep. Thanks for tuning in. After more than a year of negotiations, the Anchorage School District and the local teachers' union have come to a tentative contract agreement. ASD and Anchorage Education Association officials announced the agreement in a joint statement Saturday. The union represents roughly 2,800 educators. Its newly elected president, Christy Sitz, celebrated the agreement in an interview today.
We have worked really hard with the ASD bargaining team to come to an agreement that's palatable for both of us.
The tentative agreement includes raises that fall between what both sides initially wanted. If approved, the three-year contract would increase teacher salaries by 5% in each of the first 2 years and 4% in the third year. In a statement, ASD Superintendent Jarrett Bryant said the contract, quote, reflects months of collaboration and a shared commitment to supporting the educators our students rely on every day through fair compensation and strong working conditions, end quote. While the agreement is a far cry from the union's original offer, a one-year contract with a 15% salary increase, Sitz says it still offers something positive for all members.
There may be some people that find, you know, a longer contract with, you know, without that single wage increase in 1 year, that they might not find that palatable, but we need to make sure that we are doing things that are in the best interest of all our members.
AEA members will vote on the tentative agreement between January 28th and January 30th. If ratified by union members, the Anchorage School Board would then vote on the contract in early February. The Alaska Legislature is back in session. Lawmakers in the House and Senate gaveled in this afternoon. They have the next 4 months to act on a multitude of issues facing the state, from energy prices and the possibility of a gas pipeline to the perennial question of how the state will pay its bills. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
In the Alaska State Capitol today, it's a lot like the first day of school. Lots of smiles and hugs, some what did you do this summers, blue delphiniums and yellow roses adorn the dais. But despite the sunny mood, there is a cloud over this year's session.
We know we're facing even tighter revenue constraints than before. We know that demands will continue to rise, as they always have.
That's Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican. For years, Alaska has had a structural deficit. The state treasury takes in less money than it pays out. Last year, lawmakers approved a permanent fund dividend of just $1,000. That's an all-time low when adjusted for inflation. So this year, members of the bipartisan majority leading the state Senate say raising revenue is their top priority. Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, says even a $1,000 dividend will be a challenge this year, with oil prices persistently low.
One way or another, if we are going to continue to provide the services that the people of Alaska have been accustomed to, that is the million-dollar question. Can we come up with revenue measures this session?
Lawmakers and Governor Mike Dunleavy have repeatedly butted heads on the best ways to raise money for state government and, of course, how to spend it. Last year, Dunleavy vetoed the sole significant revenue-raising bill to reach his desk, saying he wanted lawmakers to make fiscal reforms part of a larger package. The bill would have tweaked the state's corporate income tax structure to capture more revenue from out-of-state businesses. The state House and Senate plan to consider overriding that veto on Thursday morning after a 2-day delay at Dunleavy's request, but it's unclear whether lawmakers will be able to muster the necessary supermajority. Pullman Republican Representative Delana Johnson, who leads the all-Republican House minority, says she'd like to see lawmakers consider something more comprehensive.
I think we need to take up things as a whole, not as just individual items.
And they may have a chance this year. Dunleavy told reporters in December that he's planning to roll out a fiscal plan that would serve as a bridge to brighter days ahead. He says growth in the permanent fund and a potential gas pipeline will eventually ease the pressure, but in the meantime,
I think the next 5 years, we're going to have to be real careful, and we're going to have in place things that will pay for government.
Dunleavy may provide some clues in his final State of the State address on Thursday. But it's not just fiscal issues facing the state this year. There's also the possibility of that natural gas pipeline connecting the North Slope and South Central Alaska moving forward. The developer of the project, which has been a dream for decades and is now a priority for the Trump administration, says it plans to make a final investment decision early this year. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Geisel says that'll be the top issue in the Senate Resources Committee this year.
The Resources Committee will be looking at the resource itself and its impact and the project's impact. Then we'll be sending it on to the Finance Committee that will dig even deeper into the finances.
And more urgently, lawmakers say they'd like to craft a funding package for a variety of infrastructure projects Dunleavy vetoed from last year's budget. Trade groups recently sounded the alarm and asked lawmakers to quickly approve $70 million in construction funding, saying the vetoes risked as much as $700 million in federally backed construction projects. House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent, says lawmakers plan to dig into that issue promptly.
You know, I think there's a lot riding on that decision. And I expect us to spend ample amount of time right from the opening moments looking at it closely and figuring out what and how we're going to approach it.
And that's still not all. There's education, healthcare, elections, a state pension plan, all priorities for various legislators in the coming session. What will get done, though, is an open question. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says lawmakers likely won't be able to address everything.
So we'll have to prioritize that list. There's only so much bandwidth in the legislature.
They have until May 20th to get it done. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
And with the second regular session of the 34th Alaska Legislature just kicking off, KTOO is checking in with members of Juneau's delegation to talk priorities and plans for the session. KTOO's Mike Lane sat down with Representative Sarah Hannon last week just before things got going.
We have Representative Sarah Hannon in the studio with us. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be with you over here at the K2 studios.
Good to have you here. Hey, how you feeling about going into the second regular session of the 34th Alaska Legislature?
Yeah, well, you know, I came out of an education background, so I always like to say the start of session feels like returning to school and, you know, seeing friends you haven't seen for a while. You know, it's always a good pace. Of course, as a Juneau representative, this is my year-round office. I'm in the Capitol building 12 months a year, but it gets kind of quiet in the fall. You know, in the summer we have all those summer visitors, but the pace has picked up. So the building's alive with new people, bright eyes, all the college interns who are, you know, here to change the world in 120 days. And that's always really good energy.
Is there anything that you are particularly looking forward to for this session? And is there anything that you're not looking forward to for this session?
Well, you know, we have got to address our big fiscal issues in this state. And we have got to figure out a path to pay for the things we need. And things haven't gotten cheaper. And our disasters have continued to grow in cost and scope, and keeping the lights on will be a struggle. But we have got to keep the state functional and the roads plowed and the ferries running and schools operational and public safety people eligible to respond and get people working in Alaska, keep people working in Alaska. So there are a lot of tough political discussions to have, and it's the second half of a two-year session, so it makes it a challenge to get complex policy addressed. And then it's a big political election year. You know, as a member of the House, every 2 years is an election year. But this is one of those where it's gubernatorial and, you know, a high-profile U.S. Senate seat, as well as every member of the House of Representatives.
When it comes to the budget, where do you believe cuts are necessary?
I don't see a lot of areas for cuts. We have squeezed and cut the budget for over a decade. And so when we start talking about cuts, we are talking about basic services not being able to be delivered that people have an expectation of. You know, we can't put more equipment on the road to keep our roads plowed without paying workers to drive them. And we compete with private sector, operators and engineers. They can go to the private sector and make more money. And in a variety of places, we can't keep up with the services we need. So I don't see a lot of places to cut.
What does a successful session look like for you?
Well, we come to personal legislation. You always want to see improvements on that. If I could get House Bill 242 passed, that would be good. But I see this as a bill with very little policy dispute because it's very narrow in scope. We're modernizing the sexual assault consent in this from knowing to unknowing being irrelevant. And I think that in the 21st century, we understand the dynamics about how people respond in sexual assault cases and make it prosecutable, because it's just pretty horrific that medical providers could assault someone and not be prosecuted. I have a couple pieces of personal legislation that I think we can get passed. Tax on vape tobacco. That's a bill I've been sponsoring since I first got in, but the Senate version of it is sponsored by Senate President Gary Stevens. That's Senate Bill 24. It's all the way over in House Finance. I believe that we are positioned to get that, because right now, vaped nicotine in Alaska is not taxed by the state. Our tax statutes on tobacco specify type, so cigars, cigarettes, chew, snuff, et cetera. And the last time we amended that statute, vaping wasn't a thing, so it's not listed. Then there's a little bill of just sort of local interest on charitable gaming, a snow classic that we've gotten out of the House and is in the Senate. You know, we don't have, we have charitable gaming in Alaska, classics being, you know, the Nanaimo Ice Classic is the one that people most know about. A fiscal plan would be helpful. That would be a real success. But that's pretty optimistic for 120 days.
Representative Sarah Hannon, thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Mike, thank you for having me.
That was KTOO's Mike Lane talking to Juneau Representative Sarah Hannon last week, just ahead of the start of the legislative session. And in Juneau right now, it's 29 degrees with patches of fog, and patchy freezing fog is expected to continue into tonight and tomorrow. This is KTOO. Thanks for tuning in.